Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day as America lands on the moon again. Why is that a great day or a particularly noteworthy one? Well, first of all, it indicates to people who question whether we actually had people walking on the moon before and whether the entire thing was a fraud. There's a Fox News poll that shows that about 20% of Americans question whether we went to the moon before, but you can't question the moon landing that's happened in the last 24 hours. It is an automated moon landing, and it shows cooperation between government and private industry, which it seems to me is a good thing and good news. There are also new sanctions on Russia announced today. President Biden announcing more than 500 new sanctions in response to Putin's brutal war of conquest and in response to the killing of Alexei Navalny, the brutal killing of Alexei Navalny by Putin. Putin and Biden in a war of insults, Biden calling Putin an SOB, Putin answering back through his spokespeople that Biden is a geezer. I'm not sure what the word in Russian is for a geezer, but that he's also a Hollywood cowboy. We will deal with that war of words, and also the efforts that the White House went through to make people in the White House, particularly Secret Service people, safe. Safe from what? Safe from the president's pet. The true and horrifying detailed story of Commander, who was moved out of the White House several months ago, but is still shocking human beings. Commander is a dog, is the president's dog. And the president's dog committed more than 24 assaults. Some of them incredibly serious. This is actually a story you'd like to think of as a joke, but if you're one of the Secret Service men who was mauled by this combination German Shepherd, this is a shocking story that deserves attention. We're going to be speaking to Michael Rubin of the American Enterprise Institute about the sanctions, the new sanctions on Russia, and a new possibility that the United States would unilaterally join those nations that have already recognized a Palestinian state. Let us understand that this is historic because there never has been a Palestinian state. There wasn't a Palestinian state before Israel was created, before Israel was recognized, before even the Jewish a resettlement of the traditional Jewish homeland began. No Palestinian state. So why now is that not a reward for terrorism? We are going to be speaking about that also with Michael Rubin, foreign policy and defense expert. And speaking of defense expert, there is a devastating report in the conservative press that President Trump, during his 4 years as president, did damage to American military preparedness. He did not build up our military in the glorious fashion that he talks about on the campaign trail. So what needs to be done right now? We will get to that. And some more good news at the very top of the show. Breaking news, according to ABC News Network, just a couple of minutes ago, the Alabama Attorney General, whose name is Steve Marshall, does not intend to prosecute in vitro fertilization providers or families in the wake of a state Supreme Court ruling that embryos, once they're fertilized, should be considered children. This is a decision that has thrown the whole process into chaos. The Attorney General Marshall said, "I have no intention of using the recent Alabama Supreme Court decision as a basis for prosecuting IVF families or providers." The statement was issued by Catherine Robertson, who is chief counsel in the Alabama Attorney General's office. At least three providers have already stopped IVF procedures in the wake of the ruling, since the process often involves discarding embryos. Okay, a lot of people could say, who cares? The fact is there are 97,000 babies who were born last year who were the product of IVF, in vitro fertilization. And this is a major technological ability that basically has created what are today millions of Americans walking around among us. It is pro-life to use whatever means you can to bring children into this world. One of the important things about families and children and the future of America is actually redefining marriage, which we're going to be talking about with Brad Wilcox of the University of Virginia and of the American Enterprise Institute. Professor Wilcox has a take that says that we have too much emphasis when it comes to marriage on things like soulmates or romance. And what you need emphasis on is family building. Well, family building is what IVF is all about. It is a positive. And again, it's deeply revealing, it seems to me, that Karen Pence, the wife of the former vice president, who, by the way, ran a brief but, it seems to me, substantive and very honorable presidential campaign this year, the Pences, who are deeply convicted Christians, who are deeply involved in pro-life efforts to honor human life and to support the pro-life cause, they have had children who came into this world through IVF. Karen Pence has talked about it. And the idea that this is somehow a human life issue is just distressing, frankly. Last night, President Trump was scheduled to speak in Nashville, I believe it is, which is where they are having an ongoing festival of freedom for CPAC, the Conservative Political Action Committee. Now, one of the reasons you may have seen some of the photographs, which are pretty stunning, of a huge, huge ballroom where maybe the seats in the ballroom are less than one-fourth filled. They aren't a third filled. It's just a lot of empty seats. And last night, President Trump was scheduled to speak at 8 p.m., but he didn't take the stage until around 9:40 p.m., citing airplane and weather issues. The former president was introduced with what the public address announcer said was the January 6th hostages. And at that point, they played the president's smash hit record album. It's actually just one performance. It's Justice for All, with January 6th defendants in prison singing the national anthem, and that blended together with recordings of President Trump reciting the Pledge of Allegiance. We've played a little of this for you on the air. But last night, that was the introduction to Trump's speech. And what about these new sanctions against Putin and the war of words between Putin and Biden? We'll get to all of that. The geezer and Hollywood cowboy versus the mean SOB. We'll be right back on the Medved Show. We'll be right back.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night. And more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
You can't reason with him. He's opinionated, and you can't tell him that he's wrong.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, there are a couple of people who are agreeing on an issue. And there are people you would think would never agree on anything. And it's always kind of refreshing to see Americans coming together in an unexpected way. But that's the issue on this Alabama in vitro fertilization issue and this question about whether frozen fertilized embryos are the equivalent of children. They are potential children, but while they're in the freezer and before they are installed within a living human being who's going to give birth to them when they become children. Again, this is one of those things where for the 97,000 parents, so again, you're talking about two parents because it takes two parents to actually create a fertilized embryo. I mean, that's the way the biology works. We are not going to go into a class here. But Matt Gaetz and Michael Moore, really unbelievable. Matt Gaetz, the very outspoken pro-MAGA Republican, probably not the favorite member of the House of Representatives, if you ask Kevin McCarthy, because he was one of the people most responsible for ending the speakership of Kevin McCarthy. By the way, I don't think Mike Johnson is a particular fan of Matt Gaetz either. But on CNN, Matt Gaetz spoke in a way that I think most Americans can appreciate on an issue that can bring us together. This is clip 11.
I think the court correctly assessed the law, but I believe the Alabama law needs to change because the Republican Party cannot be the party against family formation. And when we're at the point where we're confusing like families like those you just had on with abortionists, like something is totally wrong. The people who want to have a family should have the government and the law on their side. And the notion that discarded embryos in IVF somehow turn these people who want children and want families and want the American dream into criminals is really wrong.
So for those in the Republican Party and the pro-life movement, as they describe themselves, who say that this is necessarily the next frontier, they're wrong.
Pro-life means being pro-IVF. And I've worked side by side with progressive Democrats like Sarah Jacobs to make sure that our military members can have access to IVF in the event of deployment or other challenges to family formation. So you're always going to find me on the side of family formation, not against family formation. I believe the Alabama legislature ought to amend their law so that IVF can occur safely in the Yellowhammer state.
Not just in the Yellowhammer state, but everywhere. Michael Moore, who is about as far ideologically from Matt Gaetz as you can possibly go, was on NBC. And he was actually one of the very few voices you'll hear who thought it was just great that there were people on the Alabama Supreme Court who declared that under the provisions of an 1872 law. Yes, it was passed that long ago. The fertilized embryos could be enjoying the protective status of children. Here was Michael Moore commenting on that development. Clip 16.
You've got not just same-sex marriage, you've got not only getting rid of birth control. Anyways, Republicans, please, if anybody's watching, keep doing what you're doing, because you are guaranteeing in November, we'll just call the headline the next day, GOP RIP.
Not quite that simple, but I do think that if you're trying to build a big national political party, alienating all of those literally millions of people who either have had experience with IVA in vitro fertilization or have a family member or an acquaintance or know something about it or are, who knows, the spouses and children and relatives of people who were born from IVF. By the way, there's a picture that's floating around of Mike and Karen Pence with their son Michael. Who is a Marine and serving his country, who is a product of that procedure, which is a pro-life procedure, and he's living a life to prove it. Meanwhile, to prove what is going on politically, there is a primary, and it's tomorrow. And everyone is treating it like a foregone conclusion. The polling shows an average advantage for President Trump of about 25%. He should win big against Nikki Haley. But that hasn't stopped Haley from speaking out and speaking out forcefully in behalf of her own candidacy and in behalf of her own vision for the future of the Republican Party. Here is Nikki Haley on CNN with Jake Tapper, clip 14.
If you want a change in our country, which I think the entire country wants a change, we won't get a change if we don't win an election. Donald Trump will not win the general election. You can have him win any primary you want. He will not win a general election. We will have a female president of the United States. It will either be me or it will be Kamala Harris. But if Donald Trump is the nominee, you can mark my words, he will not win a general election. And what I say to everybody is, don't complain about what happens in a general election if you don't really think about that in this primary. We can do better. You look at, I mean, these are the two most disliked politicians in America. Look at the polls. Look at what they're saying. 60% of Americans are saying Donald Trump's too old and Joe Biden's too old to be president. You look at the military. They cap retirement at 65. You look at pilots. They cap retirement at 65. We've got a lot to fix in this country. We need someone who can work 8 years straight of hard work, day and night, fully disciplined, with no drama, no vendettas, just results for the American people. That's what's at stake here, and I'm going to continue to stay in and tell people this as long as I possibly can.
And she is determined to stay in through Super Tuesday, which is March 5th. There is also this line by Chris Sununu, the governor of New Hampshire. And yeah, he's still governor, at least until next year. He's on the campaign trail with Nikki Haley and for Nikki Haley. And he has this to say on her behalf, something that we will cover in a few moments. But first we're going to be going to Michael Rubin, who's a senior fellow at American Enterprise Institute, who specializes in the broader Middle East. There is talk today that President Biden, who is desperate to win Arab American voters in the state of Michigan, they have a primary coming up, may recognize an independent Palestinian state. Really? That be a good idea? We will be speaking to Michael Rubin coming up.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. The U.S. back on the moon. Unmanned robotic lunar lander Odysseus, launched by a private U.S. company, Intuitive Machines, landed on the moon's surface on Thursday. NASA paid IM $118 million to take six instruments for testing to the moon. ODE also carrying a part for a future moon telescope. If you're an AT&T customer, you had some problems on Thursday connecting to your network. Emergency services as well as texting and calling were out. AT&T says it was not a cyber attack. It was just due to a software update they did to expand their network. South Carolina's former Governor Nikki Haley says no matter the outcome of the primary on Saturday, she will not leave the presidential race. Corey Myers, USA News.
This is how we do every day. We be grinding, and if you want to come and text us,
if you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
The Michael Medved Show, a great pleasure to welcome back Michael Rubin, Senior Fellow at the American Enterprise Institute. He is a specialist in Iran, Turkey, and the broader Middle East. He has spent time visiting, living, researching throughout the Middle East. He's a former Pentagon official who has lived in post-revolution Iran, Yemen, and both pre- and post-war Iraq. He's also spent time with the Taliban before 9/11. Just a quick question before we get into this discussion about new talk about the U.S. recognizing a Palestinian state. You've lived in Yemen. You've kept your eye on the situation there. How are those Houthis doing? Have we been able to discourage them a little bit more in terms of interfering with the world's shipping?
Well, you know, we've put them on the diplomatic equivalent, it seems, of double secret probation. And the fact of the matter is we gave them a last chance a while ago. They continue to strike at ships. And it seems that the strategy of the Biden administration right now is to say, hey, look, a squirrel, and try to distract people from the fact that our strategy isn't working.
What could be done more effectively against the Houthis? Again, we are the most powerful nation in the world. We do have a military that needs more resources. I think a lot of Americans agree with that. But surely we have the power to make some kind of definitive statement against ragtag revolutionaries in Yemen than we've done so far. Could we do better against the Houthis?
You're absolutely right. And, I mean, lesson number one would be to recognize the Houthis aren't just the Houthis, that there's an apparatus behind them with the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, which has now acknowledged having boots on the ground in Yemen. I mean, they've had it for some time, but they actually acknowledge it. It's no longer deniable. Where they have intelligence ships and feeding the Houthis information on international shipping in the U.S. Navy. There's no reason why we should limit our retaliation to playing whack-a-mole with the Houthis. And northern Yemen is a lot like Afghanistan. You're basically playing whack-a-mole. We've got to go after their network. That's what we're not doing.
Okay. Something else that we are not doing, at least not yet, is recognizing Palestine as an independent state, as a step toward peace and reconciliation and world harmony. What's wrong with this idea that apparently has been kicked around the White House among President Biden and Secretary of State Antony Blinken, National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan? First of all, do you think these stories are accurate, that they're actually considering something like this? And
well,
second,
let me put it,
why would it be a bad idea?
Well, let me put it this way, Michael. At the very least, I think the White House is trying to be too clever by half in floating a trial balloon. But once those balloons take off, they tend to get a momentum of their own as they float upwards. That's the danger. Now, look, I personally am a two-state guy. But this is absolutely the wrong time to do it. You don't reward terrorism, the worst terrorism in decades, to hit Israel by declaring those that conducted the terrorism, by declaring them an independent state. You don't undermine American diplomacy in the Oslo Accords from 1993, which prefaced a eventual Palestinian state on the Palestinian recognition of Israel and the end of terrorism by saying, you know what? You guys had a hard-fought agreement, but we're just going to set this aside and give the Palestinian state anyway without actually forcing recognition of Israel as a Jewish state or an end to terrorism. And then just think the big picture. If we were to recognize Hamas today, I'm sorry, the Gaza Strip today, as an independent Palestine, would it be a successful state or a failed state? I can think of many other aspiring states. Artsakh, the indigenous Armenian community in Nagorno-Karabakh. Somaliland, which is completely peaceful, has counter corruption and so forth. All of those deserve independence far above the Palestinians. It's racist to say that the Palestinians aren't responsible for their own decisions. They do have agency. They've just been making the wrong decisions for decades.
Haven't the Palestinians had virtually an independent state since 2005, when the Israelis pulled out every last resource and every last settler, pulled them out of Gaza? And since that time, there has been Hamas control since 2005 of Gaza, right?
Well, the Hamas control started in 2007, 2 years after the Israeli pullout, when they basically staged a coup d'etat against the Palestinian Authority. But you're absolutely right. They destroyed the financial infrastructure, the greenhouses and so forth. They could have been living in Singapore. They chose a completely different path, figuring that the international community would bail them out. Every time the international community bails them out, then they choose war again. Let's think of Anwar Sadat in Egypt. He won the Nobel Peace Prize. He normalized relations between the largest Arab country and Israel. But he only did so after he realized in 1973 that he wasn't going to achieve what he was going to get in war. What we need to do is have the Palestinians recognize that any use of military force will be a disaster for their aspirations. You don't reward terror. That's what Biden seems not to understand.
Speaking of punishing terror rather than rewarding terror, President Biden today announced a series of sanctions concerning the death of Alexei Navalny. Are those sanctions appropriate or too little too late?
Well, I would say that, look, they're too little too late. Navalny's dead. But at the same time, it's useful. Look, when it comes to sanctions, sanctions are a tool. I would argue that the way to establish diplomatic leverage is you put as many sanctions as possible on a target country, and then you negotiate to lift those sanctions. You don't wait until someone's dead and then basically virtue signal. That said, we still have others who are in prison who may very well soon have to take a polonium tea. That is Vladimir Putin's specialty. There's Vladimir Karamurza, for example, who was twice poisoned. we need to be on the lookout for his life. We can't allow Putin to get away with murder, because if he does, it's not only going to be in Russia where we're going to have a purge of these dissidents.
Oh, do you have a theory on why it is that Putin made this public endorsement of Joe Biden, that he would prefer to see Joe Biden reelected than Trump winning? Why did Putin say that?
Well, honestly, I mean, I'm not going to play politics with this. I think that basically Putin likes to just mess around with the American public, mess around with the news cycle. That's what he's doing now. He wants to mess with the sanctity of our own campaign, of our own election process. And we need to recognize that's what he's doing. That said, I would decide between the two candidates when they are final upon their merits. It's not up to a foreign leader to determine who's going to be president of the United States.
Wouldn't Trump, given all the admiring things he has said about Vladimir Putin of Volodya, wouldn't he feel a little bit slighted by Putin endorsing the other guy?
Well, you know, who knows what Trump thinks on a day-to-day basis. I'm a historian by trade. I get paid to predict the past. I certainly don't get paid to predict the future, let alone what's going on in Donald Trump's mind or what's going to come out of his mouth.
Michael Rubin, his two columns about the recognition of a Palestinian state, ?, and about major sanctions over Navalny's death, they're posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. And a new motto for America from Chris Sununu, governor of New Hampshire. We will get to that. It's a pretty inspiring slogan, but not entirely PG-rated. We'll get to that coming up on the MedVed Show.
Receive 50% off by becoming a MedHead member.
Michael, I'm an enthusiastic fan of yours. I'm a MedHead.
Join now at michaelmedved.com.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for Amfed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call Amfed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. A lot of times on the Michael Medved Show, we're talking about the present, things that just happened. Sometimes we try to look toward the future, but we also try very seriously to look toward the past. And that's why it's a very good idea right now in this present moment to sign up as a Medhead Plus member. It gives you access to close to 100 history programs on the Medved Show, ranging from the American Revolution to the origins of the State of Israel to the history of political parties in the United States and the Constitution and world struggles like World War I and World War II, and yes, the Vietnam War. All available to you at a minuscule cost of 22 cents a day. Plus access to our show 24/7. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. You spend a little, you learn a lot.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Special spiritual journey.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
And Chris Sununu, the governor of New Hampshire, who's been a frequent and very welcome guest on this show, he's an outstanding guy and an important figure, it seems to me, in the Republican future. He's out on the campaign trail campaigning for Nikki Haley. Does Chris Sununu believe that she is going to win? She's not going to win, very unlikely to win, the South Carolina primary that's taking place tomorrow. But is she going to be an important voice for the Republican Party and continue her candidacy, I hope, for the rest of the time until the convention so that that voice will be heard? I hope that she does. Chris Sununu had this to say with something that may appear at some point on T-shirts or, who knows, maybe even $400 sneakers like the very successful, now sold-out Trump shoes that are in gold. And $399 per pair. This is not something that Chris Sununu is selling. What he's selling is the idea of the endurance and survivability and defiant triumphal survival of the United States of America. This is clip 15.
He's getting eroded and the institutions are crumbling. Stop. It's not. This country has gone through hell and back a lot. We had it. Let's go all the way back to a civil war where we were getting completely torn apart. Our institutions stood strong. We go through World War I and World War II. We go through the racism and segregation of the 60s. You go through a place like 1968 where some of America's great voices are literally getting assassinated in front of us on television. And people said, it's over. America's done. But we stood, the institutions stood strong. We rallied back. We went through 9/11. We went through a pandemic. The institutions stood strong. Let me put it a different way. Assholes come and go, but America is here
first,
to
first
stay.
Word of the
I think you could tell what he was saying. It's what you don't say on national radio. But one of the institutions that has stood strong and has actually maintained its presence is the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, NASA, our space program. And the Wall Street Journal reports this morning, America is back on the moon. An unscrewed spacecraft developed by an uncrewed, not unscrewed. Unscrewed is the door in a Alaska Airlines plane. No, this is an uncrewed spacecraft developed by Houston-based Intuitive Machines, landed on the lunar surface yesterday evening. And it's the first time a U.S. vehicle has touched down in more than 50 years. The company's Odysseus vehicle, carrying research and commercial devices, descended from lunar orbit to land shortly after 6:20 p.m. in the moon's south pole region, according to a National Aeronautics and Space Administration live stream. Today, for the first time in the history of humanity, a commercial company, an American company, launched and led the voyage up there, NASA Administrator Bill Nelson said. The U.S. last visited the surface of the moon in 1972. During the final mission of the storied Apollo program, Thursday's operation was a milestone for the U.S. space industry and program, marking the first time a private company has completed a moon landing. Past attempts by other companies have failed, and successfully landing on the lunar surface has even challenged governments. This is what that moon landing sounded like, and which was broadcast around the world. Clip 5.
Confirm, without a doubt, as our equipment is on the surface of the moon, and we are transmitting. So, congratulations, IM team. We'll see how much more we can get from that.
Well, that's a good moment right there.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, again, that sounds a little bit like the applause at CPAC, but the point is it didn't take that large a group. This wasn't thousands of people working for NASA. It was a smaller group with Intuitive Machines. They report in the Wall Street Journal, it wasn't immediately clear after touchdown that the lander made it, leading to several tense moments before Intuitive Machines said it was able to start communicating with the vehicle and to confirm its arrival. I know this was a nail-biter, but we are on the surface and we are transmitting. Intuitive Machines Chief Executive Stephen Altimus said during the live stream, "Welcome to the moon." Well, this is something that is encouraging. And, by the way, in which all Americans should feel at least a little bit of pride. Meanwhile, should we be proud of the President of the United States for living up, at least, to what he had promised, which is new sanctions in response to Putin's brutal war of conquest in Ukraine and in response to the death of Alexei Navalny? This is the President Biden announcing the new sanctions that he had promised. This is clip one.
I'm announcing more than 500 new sanctions in response to Putin's brutal war of conquest, in response to Alexei Navalny's death. Because, make no mistake, Putin is responsible for Alexei's death. Yesterday, I met with Alexei's wife and daughter in California, where his daughter attends college. Alexei was an incredibly courageous man. His family is courageous as well. I assured them his legacy will continue to live around the world, and we in the United States are going to continue to ensure that Putin pays the price for his aggression abroad and repression at home.
And he went on to encourage the House of Representatives to try to overcome some of the sniping and the pettiness and to make a significant move to provide more ammunition to our allies in Ukraine. This is clip three.
But let me be clear. House of Representatives must pass the bipartisan national security bill. The bill provides urgent funding for Ukraine. And it passed overwhelmingly in the Senate. And there's no question, none, if the Speaker called for a vote in the House, it would pass easily today. Instead, they went on vacation. I mean, it's just... Look, folks, all kidding aside, history's watching. The clock is ticking. Brave Ukrainian soldiers and civilians are dying. Russia. Russia is taking Ukraine territory for the first time in many months. But here in America, the Speaker gave the House a two-week vacation. They have to come back. They have to come back and get this done.
Okay, there's also a comment on that issue from Volodymyr Zelensky. He was on Fox News with Bret Baier and commented on Tucker Carlson's interview with Zelensky's sworn enemy, another Vladimir Putin. Listen, this is clip 13.
I heard some messages and in media, and also my guys who are advisors, they said, so I don't have time to hear more than 2 hours of bullshit about us, about the world, about United States, about our relations, and this interview with the killer. So I've got some briefly what was there.
And he's talking about being among that overwhelming majority of Americans who did not listen with rapt attention, fascination, and inspiration to the exchange between Vladimir Putin and his number one fanboy, Tucker Carlson. Coming up, we will follow up the war of words between President Biden and Vladimir Putin, and Putin trying to explain in his point of view why it is that Biden is imposing new sanctions. We will be getting to that coming up on the Michael Medved Show. We'll also be talking about an academic, a conservative academic, who urges Americans to defy the elites. How can Americans defy the elites best? Brad Wilcox says to get married, and maybe to stay married, and to forge strong families and save civilization. We will get to that and to much more coming up in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of Carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.